This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Multiple countries in Europe eased some COVID-19-related restrictions Monday in an effort to restart their economies while still being wary of the spread of the coronavirus. The World Health Organization warned Monday that three key questions must be answered before any country can begin easing restrictions. First, is the epidemic under control? Second, is the healthcare system able to cope with the resurgence of cases? And third, is the public health surveillance system able to detect and manage cases and their contacts? Those questions were provided in a news briefing by Tedros Adhanom, the Director General of the World Health Organization. Adhanom noted that recent resurgences of cases in South Korea, Germany, and China have occurred after those countries eased some restrictions. After 8 weeks of lockdown, France on Monday allowed people to go out without permits and let some shops reopen. Turkey reopened shopping malls on Monday with temperature checkpoints and mask requirements. People were allowed to eat outdoors in Spain on Monday. Some children in the Netherlands and Switzerland returned to school, and some states in Germany reopened their gyms. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Monday that starting Tuesday, that country would begin reopening its economy, resuming work at industrial plants and construction sites. Most businesses in the service industry, including hairdressers and non-food stores, will remain closed. Some measure of normal life is set to resume Tuesday in India, with the country's rail lines running again. But India also reported its highest one-day increase in confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Monday. The country has a total number of cases over 67,000. The United States maintains the highest number of confirmed cases, as well as the highest death toll from COVID-19. Worldwide, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases surpasses 4.1 million. This is VOA News. The U.S. is moving quickly toward relaxing restrictions and opening commerce from the coronavirus shutdown, but a leading expert on the pandemic says the results will be more infections and deaths. Governors in 47 of the 50 U.S. states have now eased commercial restrictions, allowing stores, restaurants, and other businesses to reopen on a limited basis, often requiring that social distancing of at least 2 meters be maintained. Mostly, however, the states have not met federal guidelines of a declining number of infections over a two-week period. Protesters in many states have demanded the resumption of commerce so they could return to work and shop as they once did, although a Pew Research Center poll in the United States shows nearly two-thirds of Americans remain wary of resuming their pre-coronavirus lives. Nearly 80,000 people have died in the United States from the pandemic, far more than in any other country across the world. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at